What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and from RE/MAX Results, Ms. Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning.
I am so excited that you're here. This is going to be fun because, you know, we talk about all kinds of stuff here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show, but we get to actually talk about like some of the fun stuff because I think it, because we're going to talk about some design trends, which I think really leans into some things that you've been saying over the last few weeks, that right now you waiting for air quotes perfection is really not in your best interest. So you might as well go, well, what would I do if I bought this property that may need some work or some personal touches, but going, these are some really cool things that you can do to the house once you get it, if it has good bones.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about design is that it goes out of style pretty fast. Mm. And that's, I guess, on purpose. But so that's why when people go into homes, they have a hard time seeing past, and I'm going to put this in quotes, dated, things that are dated. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're going to see about every 5 to 7 years that something that was once fresh is now looking kind of not so fresh.
Right.
And so we're going to be going through, and we're doing the best that we can. And Miss Shannon is so flowery and descriptive. We're going to be doing our best to bring television into radio. And we're covering the 2022 home remodeling trends from the ProSource Wholesale Company. That's the lookbook that we're going to be going through if you want to follow along.
And there are a few patterns and some things out there that we will go ahead and describe for you. I do think it's interesting as we are going through this whole book, and I looked through it quickly when you sent it to me before, is that there are a few patterns that are back in. And I know for a while it seemed like we are mostly staying with solids, and there still are a great number of solids that are involved in here, but there are some patterns, not full-on paisleys and stuff like this, but there's some patterns in here that I think that's lovely.
Kind of going with a world look, a more global kind of thing, and just really interesting things. And so once we finish talking about that, we have a special guest.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. You know, so since Mimi, you and I are both very involved here in our Twin Cities community, and there's a lot of things that are going on, especially right now. It is a good time to support some of our favorite organization here in the Twin Cities. So coming up in the next break, we're going to talk to a good friend of ours from the Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities. And they're going to talk about what they have going on right now, especially with everything that's going on and people just trying to figure out how to occupy their children appropriately after we had all of the turmoil over the last couple of years. The Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities have a lot of great programs out there, so we're going to hear about their mission and also about a fundraising event they come up that coming up next month that I'm going to be hosting for them.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. And, and I have a lot of experience with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
Not in Minnesota, but in another state.
Right.
And so, very, very involved with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also, if we even have any more time.
Right.
We're going to be talking about millennial homeownership.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a lot of things. Millennials have two distinct age brackets.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be talking about them. And that brings up a good segue. If you know a millennial or if you are a millennial, we have a beautiful home buying guide that's absolutely free. All you have to do is request it. So you can do that a couple of different ways. You can call our beautiful producer, Miss Sonny, and let her know that you would like one. And all we need is your information.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can text Millennial to 651-578-2218.
I'm going to grab those for my two younger sisters because it is a different, you know, like I got in and it's still different for what I'm advising them even 2 years, you know, down the road.
Right.
Yeah.
And so like our world and our economics during each decade is very, very different with what's going on in the world affects everything. It affects how you see things. It affects how you think. It affects what you can afford. It affects finances, all of those things. Different for every different bracket.
Right.
And it, I think it changes every single decade, if not even a little bit more often.
Right.
With that said, don't forget to request those guides, both good for yourself or good for a friend.
And you also have your spring guides available still, just for general buyers and sellers out there as well.
Buying and selling guides for both home buyers and home sellers. Mm-hmm. So be sure and, let us know if you would like either one of those. Same thing. Text those guides and then we'll get that information out to you. So we're not really seeing much different in the market as far as
the inventory. Okay.
We're still sitting at 0.8 months of inventory. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that a little later in the show, how some of the things that we're seeing out in the market, how that's affecting what's happening. Interest rates are probably ticking up a little bit more. They're somewhere between 4.25% and maybe 4.75%.
Right.
Headed towards 5. And so it is creating a little bit of a frenzy for people trying to get ahead of that.
Right.
Our home prices, our median sales price is $340,000 still. That is predicted, obviously, to continue ticking upwards. And so we're all just trying to do the best that we can and find a great home for those that are looking for it. And for our sellers out there, we understand the fear that there is about trading a home that you have that's working for you currently. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not perfect.
Right, but you're getting by with it.
For something that you prefer even better. And so for those folks that already are homeowners, you've got equity in your house almost for sure.
Right.
Equity has increased dramatically over the last several years.
I just got my new tax statement, just came in the mail day before yesterday, and it's done, for me closing in 2020, it's already gone up. And so there's so much movement right now as far as the pricing of what your home is worth.
Yes. And our government needs money.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Raising the property values is an easy way to get it.
Yeah, because then my taxes went up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you don't think your house is worth what the government says your house is worth, I would suggest that we talk about challenging that
right.
at a different time,
yes.
but not today.
I'm looking at it like, all right, it's a blessing. It's like I have to frame my brain around
it's a
blessing to be able to pay home property tax.
I love your attitude about that, but it's a blessing if you sell, not a blessing if you're still staying there.
Very true. Very
okay.
true.
Okay, so we're gonna get flowery here, mm-hmm. you
mm-hmm.
and me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about colors and patterns.
Yes.
So we're doing the best that we can. And
okay.
So
where would you like to start? Which one do you want to talk about first?
All right.
Okay.
So it says that we've seen home design trends shift.
Mm-hmm.
And when the outlook is gloomy, homeowners lean conservatively.
Yes.
And we saw and are still seeing quite a bit of gray and brown tones. But when things are looking optimistic, then things tend to get brighter in colors and patterns. And it can also change just the way people look at that. And so the colors can be pessimistic or optimistic.
Right.
All right. So let's just try and describe this room.
This is my favorite thing about this particular description is they're talking about there's going to be an emphasis on colors that are taken from nature.
Yep.
And so I do see a lot of these very, these browns and grays that are blended together. But it's in a way that if you were looking at a tree or a natural wood type pattern, that they wouldn't be all completely the same texture or same tone. It'd be kind of a difference in between those things. And that's the kind of texture I see when I look at this particular one. They actually are calling it like an Atwood kind of thing. And I appreciate that. And this one I do like the freshness of it. I think it does have. Since it's a very light gray, that is then it has a darker gray hue worked into the light gray. I think that's why I like it. Where if it was the opposite and it was mostly dark gray with some speckles of light gray, I would like it less because it would be a lot more darker and cloudy looking to me.
So you and I are looking at the same thing and you see gray.
I see gray.
What do you see?
You see tan. Okay.
Okay.
We can do tan.
All right. So we're looking at cabinets in a living room.
Yes.
And so what we're seeing is kind of a mottled look.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it actually is a mixture of gray and tan, because you can see different swirls in the panels.
Right.
And we're seeing the clean, actually we're seeing a little bit of a gold tone mm-hmm. in the hardware. And then as an accent wall in the back, and you can help me describe this, but it's geometric.
Yes.
And we're seeing like, what's that little game that you do? You let the thing go around. It makes a little...
I was looking at it like if you were going to have some blocks that were kind of like a Tetris blocks, but they had some different spirograph type like patterns in them. That's what I see with this one in this blue, which I really like.
Yep.
The
like,
blue.
Like a spirograph. And so some yes. of it... is has got shapes in it in all different shapes. Mm-hmm. And then we are also seeing stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one panel on an accent wall.
I have some similar contact paper like this in my kitchen, except mine has what they considered at the time a more Moroccan flair. So it has a lot of bright colors. But I did look at something like this. And I like the movement that it brings to this room, because it's not the primary thing. This one is actually in this room just set up as an accent. So I do think that you're like, I have this one spot of the room that really has a lot of movement that's involved with it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So now, would you like to talk about, this is the one that I had a less, I like that there's so much cabinetry and the use of all of these modular fixtures, because we know that a lot of homes are smaller than you would like. So you need to figure out, how am I going to work in storage, but you know, that's functional, but also looks good.
Well, so here is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When the first thing that you, well, not the first thing, but you hear it often enough when you're in a home that is, and I'm going to put in quotes,
mm-hmm.
dated.
Yes.
So if you happen to have the golden oak that was so predominant in the 90s.
Yes.
People are very afraid to paint wood.
Mm-hmm.
They're less afraid than they used to be.
Right.
But painted wood is amazing.
Right.
And especially if you're just sick and tired of what you have, it really gives it a fresh look.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're saying is that in the new year, there will be an emphasis on colors that's taken from nature.
Yes.
And for more freshness, like earth tones, warm neutrals, and just things that have a sense of calm about it.
Yes.
And so what we're looking at is a kitchen that's got a beautiful green color, and it's got the glass shelving where you can see through,
mm-hmm.
and it's got some pendant lights and round brownish hardware.
Right.
And what looks like just to be a wood countertop with a farm sink.
Yes.
And they're calling that Diamond Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love green. That's one of my favorite colors.
I like the feeling of nature. Green is not my favorite color. So that's why I'm like a little, like, I love the hardware. I love the way that it works with the wood in this one. If it was maybe a slightly lighter green, I might like it better. I think that that's part of it, is that it's got a lot of those, again, back to what we said, those gray and tan tone, like, it's really a little, it's not all the way to like an olive, by no means anyone out there. It's a much brighter green than that. But
I would say if you're looking at a color wheel,
mm-hmm.
that this particular green has hues of brown in it,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even leaning a little bit towards the aqua color.
Mm-hmm. Very, yeah.
So I love it. And I think that this particular color looks great with a traditional wood.
Agreed.
If you had a really nice oak floor from an original home, or if your trim is still that oak mm-hmm. color, this would be beautiful for you.
Perfect. Well, we are going to go to break when we come. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Shannon, here with our good friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. I want to remind you that if you are looking to get into the market, this is the perfect time for you to do it. Like, just get a good guide like Mimi, though.
Well, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And these guides are actually very informational and they're timely.
Yes.
And so they're complimentary to all of our listeners. All you have to do is text which guide you wish for to 651-578-2218. And we also have a millennial guide that specifically speaks to them, because they are the number one buyers currently.
Right.
And they're also the number one reason why there's so many people looking for homes. There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can text millennial to 651-578-2218, or buyer or seller guide, whichever you're looking for.
We always like to remind everybody, too, that we are very involved with lots of things here in the Twin Cities. Quite often, Mimi, you and I talk about different charity events and different things that you're working on. on or partnerships that you have. And so thank you very much for letting our next guest come onto the show. A staple here in the Twin Cities, talking to us today about what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities, Mr. Tim Schober. Hello, Tim. How's it going over there?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Yeah, so you are the Senior Director of Corporate and Public Relations. So how are you going to help our My Talkers relate to what's going on with the Boys and Girls of the Club of the Twin Cities? Because you have been, like a number of the community organizations here, incredibly busy and had to do a giant pivot when things changed for families and how they interacted with the Boys and Girls Club, correct?
We have. It's been a very difficult year for a couple of years for everyone here and especially our young people here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Richfield.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 locations across the Twin Cities with young people we serve. So we serve thousands of young people each year, about 700 kids each day at one of our locations. And, you know, the challenges of COVID, social unrest, school closures, has really presented a lot of challenges for our young people, and we've wanted to step into that realm and make sure we're addressing their basic needs, their educational needs, and their mental health needs through these times. So we've been doing a lot of academic support with our young people. While schools were shut down and while we were going through distance learning, we opened up our site so young people could come into our clubs, access internet. They could get the devices they need if they maybe didn't have computers and laptops at home. We had staff providing support in those educational pieces, making sure young people were getting to their classes on time, that they were receiving some of the hands-on, one-on-one support that unfortunately teachers weren't able to do during distance learning. As kids have been getting back into school, we've been able to open up all of our traditional programming again. We have very extensive literacy programming, numeracy programming. We do a lot of STEM work with some of our older kids. And then we also look at some of their basic needs. So when it comes to their mental well-being, to their physical well-being, we make sure that we're providing meals for them when they're at our clubs. We're making sure that we are providing the staff support so young people know that they have a sympathetic ear they can turn to and they can discuss these challenges that they've been facing over the last couple of years.
Right.
You know, there was a lot with the pandemic and a lot with the social unrest. But even this teacher strike put a lot of burden on our young people over the last 3 weeks, you know. So it's great to see that looks like it's being resolved. But we stepped up and we opened our doors and we were bringing kids in during those times. And it was something that our families really responded to when they let us know that they do really appreciate the support that we're able to provide them during these times.
And Tim, we're going to discuss this particular event that's coming up on April 22nd. But how else can people in the community, if they want to support the Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities, are you looking for volunteers? Are you looking for fundraising efforts? How, you know, do you need drives? What else can they do to support your organization?
Absolutely. It's all of the above. You know, we are looking for volunteers. We're getting to the point now where we're able to really fully open our doors to all of the young people and to all of our more traditional volunteers that used to come into the clubs. But if you're looking to get into the club and build connections with our young people, we need help when it comes to a lot of our educational programming. So we need homework help. We need folks that can come in and read with some of our younger members. We need folks that can come in and work with some of our teens on some of those workforce development pieces that they need, right? If you want to come in and help and work on resumes, if you want to do some mock interviews with some of our teens, if you just want to tell your story, what we love to do with our teens is to expose them to the host of opportunities that exist for them after they graduate. So we want to make sure that they're exposed to these different career tracks, and the best way to do that is to meet the people that are in those positions. So share your story. If your company is interested in hosting the career day, we'd love to do that. And we do have a whole host of financial needs. It's a lot of young people that we're serving. We're at 10 different locations. So there is a budget that we need to meet each year. And if you can donate individually, that's fantastic. If you can host a drive for our young people, if you can, you know, do gifts during the holidays, if you can do education supplies in the fall, all of that helps us in our end goal, making sure that we're providing the resources for these tremendous young people that just need that chance to become the successes that they are within themselves.
And speaking of that, that's the other reason I thought of you first, Mimi, when I was brought into this organization, is that so much of what they do is providing that mentorship, as Tim said, and providing an opportunity. And so much of your story is something that I could totally understand why the kids that are participating in different things at the Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities, just seeing, well, how did you get where you are, Mimi, and how do I follow along and see all that?
Well, I do think that there is a lack of awareness of what possibilities for careers are out in the world.
Absolutely.
And I guess the vastness of just how many different options that there are makes it important for people to be able to say, oh, well, I'd never thought that I could do this, that, or the other thing.
Right.
So, Tim, tell us a little bit about your fundraiser and where people go to get information about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hosting our largest annual fundraiser called For the Kids on April 22nd at the Depot in downtown Minneapolis. It really is just a fantastic way for us to showcase all the amazing young people that we get to work with each year, the accomplishments that they've been able to really shine through over the last year. And then it's also a way for us to set forth the challenge to our community to say, hey, these young people are ready to succeed. They're ready to take a jump. We just need you to put your support behind them.
Right.
So at the event, we're going to have live and silent auctions. But really excitingly this year, we have our young people competing in a Shark Tank type event. So at 7 of our locations right now, we have teams of young teens that are working on business plans, that are developing ideas to really create their own small businesses or to create their own organizations that can drive social change here in the Twin Cities.
And Tim, thank you so much for joining us and telling everybody about the For the Kids event. It's going to be on April 22nd at the Depot. You can get your tickets and details by going to boysandgirlsclub.org. That's boysandgirlsclub.org. Thanks, Tim. I'm sure we'll check in with you again very soon.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
I appreciate it. So welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on MyTalk 1071. Also available on MyTalk1071.com. We cover things kind of quick sometimes, so if you need to listen back to us, you can always get the podcast and just listen to it at your leisure. Mimi, we were also thinking about not only can people contact us to go ahead and get the guides that you have right now, especially the buyers and sellers guides and the millennials guides, but they can also, we can send them a link to this design thing. If you're like
100%,
we're like, I need to see it.
We need to see it. Mm-hmm. We understand.
Right.
So we're going off of the 2022 home remodeling trends lookbook from ProSource Wholesale. And those places are like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of stuff. I love being around fabrics and textures and different kind of flooring. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you do too.
Yes.
So that's where what we're talking about is coming from. And so, we're now going to talk a little bit about just a gorgeous bathroom.
I just started the process of doing some bathroom remodeling in my property and the rental property. And I wish that I had looked at this before because it would have made me feel a little more like I made a decision. Mm. I'm very comfortable with my decision.
Okay.
But I could have been a little bolder, it looks like, according to this.
This particular tile in the three-quarter bath shower area is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that I see when I look at it is a seafoam mm-hmm. type of green.
And do we call those subway tiles? Is
yes.
that what we're calling? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about the tiles is that they go past the shower,
yes.
the stand-up shower, and
down around the wall towards the window.
Exactly.
I love it.
And it's gorgeous. And so it just kind of has that pop of color where the rest of the room is somewhat neutral, but in different ways. And so the vanity is like a almost a banana mm-hmm. yellow, buttercream yellow would
yes.
be better. And behind that is the little hexagon glass tile backsplash.
That is one that I think, again, that I will count as nearly timeless. I feel like that trend comes up very often for bathrooms and kitchens, where you can, like, when in doubt, people default back to that.
Well, so, you know how you go into, like, a 50s-style home?
Yes.
And luckily, they haven't taken off the colored tile on the walls. And, you know, it's just like, it's like, oh, yes, that's so exciting.
Right.
And to be able to have a pop of color like that as an accent in a bathroom, it makes such a statement.
I looked at, like, because blue is my favorite color, when I, the bathroom remodel that I'm doing, I did consider the blue, and then I talked myself out of it and went to a more traditional, like, it's still be good. It's that faux marbly looking thing that but a very light version of it, similar to something that we talked about earlier. It's still, I just feel like it was a safer bet. And now I know, oh, wait, I would have been on trend to be a little bolder.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then we've got the luxury vinyl flooring on there. That's kind of, if you've been out in the flooring stores, you can see that you're seeing a lot of this in the parade models right now, where it's a little bit tan, but mm-hmm. also still a little bit streaky gray.
I have a slightly lighter version of this in my downstairs bathroom. I love the concept of having this instead of that normal vinyl flooring that you have that doesn't kind of have that wood tone to it.
Yep.
I like the faux wood tone of it in this bathroom in the picture and also in my house. I liked it. So I'm like, cool.
We'd love it if you guys want to call and talk to us about your design questions.
Yes.
And your things you're seeing that you like, or things that you have dilemmas in your own house.
Because a lot of times we used to go, don't do that, everybody will hate it, you know, kind of thing. And now we're like, you know, you can push a little bit more.
Well,
it feels like.
I think it feels nice to be able to get away from something that's kind of cold.
Yes.
And add a little bit of warmth to it. But they're calling this the Florco Cordoba.
Okay.
And so now we're going to move to a living room and a foyer. Mm-hmm. And so this particular living room has an accent wall. And if anybody who's been to Greece or seen pictures of Greece, this is a Santorini blue.
It's a beautiful blue.
It is gorgeous and vibrant.
Yes.
And they have just all sorts of odd shapes of paintings, mirror, floral types of things back there. And then you interestingly enough, let's talk about the throw pillows on top of the it's kind of a cream color.
Yes.
Color sofa.
So instead of having, I think before what we do is you'd have a more neutral tone on your wall, and then your furniture and your accents would be the loud screaming personality for pieces in the room. And this seems to be the opposite.
Well, it's just not matchy. And, you know, that's not unusual, but it's
complimentary.
Very
it's
much
not the
so.
Same, though. Yeah.
It's almost as if they took pieces of color from the paintings on the wall and then put that on the sofa. The sofa just kind of blends into the room,
mm-hmm.
and is also very similar to the carpet that
yes.
they have. The carpet is also just a not a true gray, but like a creamy cream with just an element of gray.
Right.
And okay, so your dilemma in your particular living room,
yes.
you just said, is that you have a very large table.
Yes. And so my coffee table, we use it. It's very, you know, it's something that we need.
It's functional.
It's functional. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you very much. It's very functional, but I know that it's too large for the room. And so this one has two smaller, you can move them and reposition them as end tables if you wanted to. You could use them as they are basically as a more like a coffee table positioning that they're in now. So I like the versatility of that. It's just that it wouldn't be functional for my home in the way that we use our living room.
Okay. And so,
but it looks great.
I do think that they are traditional end tables. And the interesting thing about them, they don't appear to be the same. Do they appear
no,
to be the
same? No, one looks a little taller,
yeah.
you know, and like they look a little different. And I like that, you know, what they're also doing is that, you know, I like the use of accent trays where it's like, this is where all your books and the things that would sit on the table are. You put them in this tray so you can move them. You can put them here. You can
right.
use the tray differently. That part I love as well.
Yeah, I like this look, and I like that pop of Santorini blue.
I'm also looking at these going, those two end tables are not of a they are not of the quality that is appropriate for me with a 14-year-old boy up in my house.
Okay. What are you thinking
look,
that you're going to get
fragile.
Crashed?
Oh, yeah. They would get broken.
Okay.
He would sit on one and it would be splinters in my house. Like, I could not have that.
Well, that wouldn't be good.
No.
And so they're calling this the Maslin / Jag.
It is beautiful. If I was adulting on my own, that would be something I was like, oh, you'd come over. And that's what Ms. Shannon's house, who was not Mom Ms. Shannon, had.
Yes.
Mom Ms. Shannon can't do that.
Okay, so but, yeah. This next slide is, I love this color. Love it.
Are we calling this a foyer? Is that where we are in the house?
Well, I thought it was a foyer, but I think it's a bathroom. Mm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It has like a silvery, grayish blue. It's kind of marbled. It's almost like that rag texture thing, mm-hmm. but more refined than that.
Because they're calling it splash, and I think that's very appropriate because it does give me that feeling of looking at a pond and the light hitting off of the pond, like what it would look like as the water rippled. So that's the other reason why I think for a bathroom, it's absolutely lovely because it has that new, very modern sink, you know, with the one handle. So it does, you know, the fact that this looks like if you were in a posh, very clever hotel.
Yes, it
like
does.
Like a boutique hotel. You'd go, oh, look what they did with the bathroom in here. I love it.
But look how that they've got the light. They've mm-hmm. got these almost Hershey Kiss-like pendant lights, but off to the side, mm-hmm. not centered. And they have a rectangular mirror with a frame that's kind of a pewter color and a white, very, very sleek and contemporary sink.
And this is a bathroom that you wash your face and your hands in. This is not, it's the way the lighting is. This is not where you put your makeup on.
This is honey,
like, it's not for that.
This is, honey, don't use the towels.
Yes, it's very spa-like. Yes.
No, those are to be looked at and not used.
Those are not those towels.
That's right.
You wipe your hands on those towels over there.
That's what
you
have.
You are right.
Yeah.
You have the special decorative towels that just like, yes. I aspire to that.
Man.
I aspire to one day have towels that are not to be used as towels.
But seriously, isn't that the worst? You got like company and you got the pretty towels and then you go in there like, what? Who did this?
My friends are heathens.
You are not coming back is who you are.
Can't you tell that those towels are not actually for drying
right?
anything?
Yes.
You were raised by wolves. Oh, so yeah. I love it, though. I love
it. But it's gorgeous. And mm-hmm. they're calling this the Emser Splash.
Yes.
Okay.
And Splash seems very appropriate. So we've got about 3 minutes before we have to go to break. So do we want to start talking about this next bathroom? This next kitchen idea?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your impression of it?
You know, I really enjoy the countertops. I like that. You know, to me, it's that, again, that granite, that faux granite one. Which one are you looking at?
I don't know. Which
one
are you
looking at? No, the one I'm looking at is one that is called Resista plus H2O.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So maybe go up one. Because this one, again, we're looking at a kitchen here where they're going with the white cabinetry, which I know is very popular. But then what they've done as well is I like this faux rustic and industrial trend that's out right now. So the shelves, instead of being traditional shelves, they are these shelves that instead seem to be, I believe, made with, if you had some industrial pipes and some metal pipes that were then had like some thicker wood 2x4s that were creating the shelves. So it's that very open shelving that
yes.
looks like to me. So I, in my head, this is a kitchen, but then now that I'm looking at over to the side, maybe this is a fancy, fancy laundry room.
No, it's a kitchen.
Because, well, no, if you look over in the corner, there's a washer dryer.
That's a different one. Well,
no, look at that. See? It's
yes.
under the thing.
Okay.
This is the most bougie laundry room. Or if they're talking about something that's practical, if you had a smaller house again and you're like, well, I got to use every counter, every space, maybe that would work again. But I also like in this one, again, we're looking at that that fancy vinyl flooring that has the wood texture to it, the one that I'm looking at. And so I'm a big fan of that. I like this lighter color even more than the one we looked at in the previous photo. What
right.
do you think about the lighter color of the wood?
I love it. I love a white, yeah. mm-hmm. white cabinet. Mm-hmm. And this looks like a brushed nickel
yes.
type of hardware, mm-hmm. clean straight lines,
mm-hmm.
Not much fuss here.
No.
And then you've got the brushed nickel single faucet.
Right.
With just a little bit of a gold accent. In the back, you've got the clapboard that's painted like
yes.
a pewter color.
Mm-hmm.
But yet,
which I would normally think was a little dark for the room, but with the white, everything else being that white accent and that much lighter countertop, I think it works out very well.
Right. And then you've got granite, which, who puts granite in their laundry room? I love them.
Exactly.
I want to live with them.
Right.
So, you know, with the pandemic and everything, mm-hmm. you know, rooms and things had to have a little bit more durability.
Agreed.
Because you're in there a lot more.
Right.
And so that's kind of the thing that people are looking for is good function, good durability, things that are going to stand the test of time.
I do like, this is one of the things they're saying about this trend, is that rooms which previously had minimal activity are now now seeing frequent traffic. So they so they are reimagining some of these rooms where you wouldn't normally go, this is what my laundry room or my hair looks like. And now you're like, well, I'm up in here a lot.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, if why does your laundry room have to be basic?
True.
You know?
True.
It's, why shouldn't it be beautiful?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I think that people have just not been loving on their laundry rooms.
Exactly. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also available on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. Reminding you, you can text to 651-578-2218. That's 651-578-2218. So they can text Millennial, if they would like a copy of that brand new hot off the presses guide for millennial home buyers that you have available. I'm enjoying doing this with, because you and I are friends, and it's just interesting to see what differences and what similarities we have. And I'm like, which one do you like? And you're like, this one. I'm like,
Well, you know, kind of thing. You know what's like, interesting to me is the things that are green that you call blue.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we could talk about that. Because in my head, it's, you know what it is? It's that turquoise / sea, like sea foam. I'm all like, is it green or blue?
Right.
And in my head, I'm calling this one that is kind of like tealish turquoise or dark turquoise blue, and you're calling it green.
Okay.
Is that what we're talking about?
I
don't know. We're,
it don't matter.
No, we'll have to go by what the designers are calling it, right, so people don't get confused.
So the next bathroom.
This is, you know, but the thing that I do think is interesting about it is I think about it, you and I don't even live with each other. And we're having this discussion. That's why this is so hard for couples.
Right.
Because you're like, every time you look at it, you're triggered because I see green and you're like, no, it's this beautiful blue, or like back and forth.
That's hilarious.
Okay, all which right. page are you on?
All right, so we're going to be talking about what I consider a lavender accent vanity.
Okay.
And with darker purple, really royal. And so it's not your floral, it's more gray lavender.
Yes.
With almost a silver accent and with like a marble top on the vanity is beautiful.
I love this one as well. And I would have just flat out called it gray. So I'm glad you went in with lavender.
Okay.
And kind of thing. Because it does have the lavender tones to it. I see what you're saying.
And so we flooring see a little bit of an interesting flooring. Not at all what I would think that you would put with it, but it has a little bit of a red hue to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see just elements of gray and almost like an exposed brick in the floor. So really, really pretty striped. And then they've painted the walls, looks like exposed brick with a white. And they've got just a nice soaking tub in there.
Really
pretty.
The quality of vinyl flooring has increased so much over the last 5 years. Like it has, you know, you can get some really beautiful but quality textures that you don't have to go, but it's in my bathroom.
Right.
You know, it's going to get wet and it's going to, it's like, no, it's the because of the quality of the vinyl, not only is it like very pretty to look at, you're like, and I'm going to be able to mop it. And yes, I'm going to get out of the tub and it's going to be wet. And that's fantastic.
Yeah. And I actually know people who've actually covered over really not good shape hardwood floors with the luxury vinyl tile.
Mm-hmm.
And that looked great, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not going to spend much time on this, but a makeshift office desk, very interesting, on some wooden sawhorses, and looks like just a door
right
that they put on there to makeshift for a home office.
Reclaiming a lot of these things was very popular for a while. Like, I went through a phase where I tried to make, like, one of those old giant cable spools a table for a while because I was feeling very shabby chic.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is the upscale version of that shabby chic feeling.
Well, it just goes to show you don't have to spend a ton of money to make a room work for you.
No.
So both of us have different
opinions on this.
Opinions on this.
Another beautiful laundry room. Again, you know, a wonderful laundry room. So
absolutely. You've got some very sleek stainless washer dryer with some wood cabinets on top of it, painted brick, and then the flooring is kind of like the race style.
Yes,
with the black and white vinyl. It looks like press on squares. It's Armstrong Versa style.
And this is another one that I know is on those trends that is very popular. That I just because it's popular doesn't mean I like it. So
right.
I get why people do enjoy it. I don't like the looking at one of those oh, my brain just stopped. Like when you're looking at like one of those hidden eye puzzle like feel to it, like the illusion feel of like I get, oh, it makes the room look longer and this. I am not a big fan of that back and right, that referee style black and white stripe.
It's thing. Busy.
Yes.
It's really busy. And it does have a dizzying effect when you spend some time looking at mm-hmm. it. You know, so here we're going to move to a bathroom.
Yes.
This is a very European looking tub.
Mm-hmm.
It almost looks like a teacup.
Yes.
And then they've got the heated towel rack on the wall with some very bamboo looking flooring along with some tile. And so you've just got a lot of mixtures of colors and elements.
Mm-hmm.
So
it does have a very sleek feel to it. It doesn't give me the warm, homey feel that I normally would like for a bathroom for me.
Yes.
But I do understand the aesthetic of this particular room.
Okay. So one of the accents that I particularly love, and this is just in the flooring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's vinyl, if it's tile. It looks like it's tile. But this is the type of terracotta and teal with just a smidge of green. It reminds me very much of Italy.
Fair enough. Yes.
And
okay.
So around that tile, which is probably about four squares butted up together, then they've got white, almost porcelain looking tiles around that with another set of tile on the outside of that that's more tannish.
I think it's very interesting to have something that is so based on the visual from above when you are going to be not very often at this particular vantage point.
Yes.
So being able to see from that, I think that's an interesting, it's something I think you would normally do with a rug.
Right.
And go, instead of going, well, I'm going to make the flooring this.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that people went away from some of these design things that are going to be permanent.
Right.
Like when you do flooring, you don't really expect to make that change very often.
Agreed.
But this is something that is very much you see in Italy with some of their tile work. It's just really, really pretty.
Right.
So then we go to another bathroom.
Yes.
You want to describe the wall.
Well, I love this wall because it is, again, back to a smaller version of what we did in our first break where we're talking about that patterned, sporadic pattern, but also going from these are smaller squares. I think this definitely has a more Moroccan type feel to it because of the different color that are included in this palette.
100%.
I love this feeling. I love this one. I love the use of the floor. And this goes back to the, I would call it, you know, gray and white, you know, a more traditional kind of marble look to the flooring, which I like. I think is much more traditional. So I think it's beautiful. This of the bathrooms we've looked at is my favorite bathroom.
Okay, why is
that?
What
we've looked at.
The colors?
The use of the type of wood that they have, like more of like that slatted shutter style on the cabinets. And I do really love that wall. You know, this one looks comfortable, but also warm to me. I enjoy this bathroom the most of all the bathrooms we've seen.
So the interesting thing to me is this is just an accent wall.
Mm-hmm.
You've got white trim around white windows. You've got white painted brick. And
yes.
then the cabinetry, just like what you said, looks just like shutters on the outside of a house.
Yes.
With a bronze type of color. So you see a lot of elements. You've got the green plant. You've got the blue and green tile on the accent wall, and then you've got the painted white brick, but you still see the texture.
Yes.
And then also the metal pieces that are on the hardware and also the faucet.
It looks like a very comfortable but warm feeling to it, even though it has this incredibly evocative accent wall.
Yes.
There's lots going on with that wall.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong.
And they're calling this the James Martin Portland.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that is just a stunning room.
Right.
Now, this living room,
yes,
we've got some paneling, large scale paneling on the back of the wall.
This is giving me nouveau Brady Bunch. I'm not so much a fan of this one. What do you think of it?
It's not me, but you know what? I do happen to love orange.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the pops of color and the drapes and the pillows are orange, but you've got that that brown paneling.
But then it has one random plant in this particular one, so I just
they
get full on orange grove.
Like, they needed the plant because it was so much
tan and orange. It's like they literally pulled a tree and then just did the whole thing. So your whole thing gives you a Florida orange grove. So I get it. I wouldn't select it, but I understand it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the outside spaces, I know we're running close on time.
Right.
People are living outdoors more than as much as they
as
can
much as they can
here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also decorating those spaces. We see a lot of rugs showing up on mm-hmm. your outdoor patios these days.
Yes.
And so you, don't be afraid to design and decorate on that those scales.
There are
as
some
well.
New outdoor rugs that are like very much the technology that we used to have on like outdoor turfs. So they're made to be out there. They're very easy to clean. You can just spray them down. So Mimi, we're going to have to wrap up. So let's remind everybody about the guides and then how they can get in contact with you during the week.
You can text us with any of your real estate questions to 651-578-2218. We have three guides that you can get, millennials and buyer and seller guides. They're absolutely free. They're updated quarterly.
Right.
Be sure and check them out.
Right. You can also get this episode and previous episodes by going to our website. It's mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.